Welcome back to That's What I'm Talking About. I am Kelly Marie, your host, and I am grateful that we are here today to give thanks. Today is Thanksgiving Thursday. We celebrate 52 of them this year. So every Thursday, we are capturing that great feeling of Thanksgiving Day. I have experienced great feelings on Thanksgiving, and I just want to bring that feeling back here on Thanksgiving Thursday, every Thursday here, and I want to share that good feeling of Thanksgiving, thoughts of goodness and giving thanks and just being thankful and giving out lots of love and just positivity and joy. And just that's what I want to do here on Thanksgiving Thursdays. So for all my fellow podcast folks out there that happen to use Spotify as their platform, I wanted to share a new deal that's happening. And I am very thankful. I'm very grateful that Spotify basically kind of has us rise to the occasion. Last night I was watching a couple of the very successful podcasters on Spotify. I just happened to do the app through our Roku, and we put Spotify on there. And basically, we're pulling up some of the pretty darn popular podcast shows. Of course, we watched my podcast. We listened to it. And when I was watching it, I was like, wait a minute. Are they getting these amazing videos along with their podcasting episodes? I know it's all about software, and I know it's all about having these special just talents, and they have folks that do it behind the scenes, but I am a one-woman show. I happen to produce this show. I edit the show. I invite the guest. This has been a one-woman show. So I have to educate myself on many different levels of how to do different things. That's why it's just pretty much primarily been audio. But this is exciting news. So I just want to share with you, in case you're thinking about becoming a podcaster, or perhaps you have a podcast here on Spotify, here is a letter that was sent out, and I thought it was so awesome. And I am just sharing this with you here on Thanksgiving Thursday, because I am giving thanks to Spotify for incorporating these tools that we get to use to get our podcast out there. And I just think it's important to share my thankfulness. Here we go. It says, hi there. We are writing to inform you of changes to our feature set that we believe may impact your show based on your past production usage, in addition to an exciting evolution in our partnership with Riverside. And I am familiar with Riverside, and I've already uploaded Riverside, so I'm already, thank goodness, ahead of the game with that. So beginning in June 2024, that's this year, just a few months away, believe it or not, we're just continuing the Spotify for Podcasters proprietary creation capabilities as we refocus our attention on building the next generation of podcast tools. Specifically, the following features from Spotify for Podcasters will no longer be available for use. So here's the kicker. This is why I'm giving thanks, because it is basically pushing me to a level of a tool, just basically a skill set I'm not familiar with, but I will learn. So the web-based recording and editing, I won't be able to do anymore here on Spotify, the podcast deal, or the mobile recording and editing. And that's primarily what I've always done this podcast from. It's the mobile recording and editing, and also music and talk. I don't typically use music and talk. It's just a feature I haven't used very often, maybe four times or a handful of times I've used that. There are no changes. It says no changes will be made to already published episodes. Thank goodness, all that hard work, 224 episodes, I believe. So thank goodness they won't be touched. And up until June, I will hopefully have it down, learning this new software. And hopefully, if you don't mind riding the wave with me as I get educated on this next venture of podcasting with Riverside, let's just see how this goes, okay? These changes will only be removed the ability to edit content of published episodes, drafts, or publish new episodes with these specific features. As always, you can continue to use Spotify for Podcasters to publish upload ready audio and video episodes on the web. So in other words, I'm going to be using Riverside and then uploading it to Spotify for Podcasters, and then I'll be able to publish. So anyway, they understand, it says here, that any changes to our product experience can mean a disruption to your podcast, but we're focused on making this a seamless transition whenever possible. Alongside this news, beginning today, we are introducing a new deeper integration with Riverside that is available to all creators for free. That's wonderful. We all like that, for free. With powerful AI tools and best-in-class creation capabilities, now available right in Spotify for Podcasters web experience. We believe this integration will empower even more creators to make great audio and video content. We hope you see how it works here. So I did click on that and I did like how it works. So it sounds pretty good. AI is here, folks. And as long as it's done with, it's here. So I'm going to see how it works. I'm going to evaluate how this works with the Riverside app. And then move forward, and I'll let you know my experience. And obviously I speak truthfully from my heart on how I see things. So whether you're an established podcaster or just starting out, we'll continue building the platform for you to find success. Keep an eye out for more tools and integrations from us that make it easier for you to be discovered, connect with your biggest fans, and make a living off your craft. Oh, God bless me, please. Oh, God bless me. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Excuse me. And then it says Spotify for Podcasters. All right. Well, very good. This is the first news of this that I'm finding out today. And it is Thanksgiving Thursday. So I am giving thanks. This is always something new that they push you into, or I sometimes want to wrestle with it and I want to oppose it. But once I learn it, I see that the tools that are given make it easier, and perhaps I could be a little bit more creative with those tools. Like, let me give you an example. And the only example I can use right now, because it just comes immediately to my mind here, would be in real estate. Being a realtor for over 30 years, in the very beginning, we would look at books, which were the multiple listing books. They were like telephone books, and they would come out regularly with the new listed properties. Oh my gosh, our advancements now, they're IDX. We get to have our multiple listings. They're right there at our fingertips. We are realtors, the realtors that are national realtors of Association of Realtors. We all join boards. My board is the Tri-County Board of Realtors. That's been the only board I've ever joined. I do also San Diego and Sandy Corps, so I can show from San Diego up to Santa Barbara. That's typically as far as I go. And then I also show Big Bear and all that other stuff. But anyway, I digressed. So it changed so much, and I was so nervous about all of the different things that were happening in real estate, the new forms, the forms online, the digital contracts, the DocuSigns, and oh my gosh, it was just like, okay, what now? Okay. But it did help me to receive it, embrace it, learn it, and then move forward with it. And it seemed like every time I learned something, it was something else is going to happen. Or perhaps it even happens on our contracts, our real estate contracts. They'll redraft a new one, or they'll add a new little piece of verbiage in there. And it's just always something new to learn. And isn't that great? So I'm giving thanks for that, learning something new and embracing it. And yes, at first I was resistant to read this letter. I'm like, oh man, right when I think I'm doing good and it's simple for me and I'm enjoying myself and I love this. I love doing daily podcasts. It's so much fun for me. Live and pretty much really not really edited much. But I just was like, dang it, something new, figures. But it makes me think, why did I watch those fellow podcasters that are way up on the charts and watching? I admired their video alongside of their live podcasting. I thought, you know what? That's brilliant. And so how cool is that? The very next day, I wake up to this letter in my email, and it's stating that they're going to go forward with this. I had already kind of tested it out before because I have the Riverside uploaded information there to use the software, and I've already tried it a little bit, so I'm not that unfamiliar. But now this is going to force me to go there, because they're no longer going to allow me to just jump on here and use my mobile. Well, anyway, enough about that. This is Thanksgiving Thursday, and I'm embracing gratitude, and I'm embracing change, and I am going to consider it all joy and move forward through it, push through it, and learn. It's a forced learning time, but it seems like they're giving us plenty of time to play with or learn the Riverside software. Okay. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for today on Thanksgiving Thursday? Are you being forced to learn something, but then once you find out that it's not so bad, it's kind of fun? I don't know. I resist change, but once I change, I see the beauty in it. So this is what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Giving thanks on Thanksgiving Thursdays here year round. May God bless you. Take care of yourself. Learn everything you can, as much as you can absorb, and sift through it. Take the good, take the stuff that's meaningful to your heart, and get rid of the rest, and just go forward and shine God's light. May God bless you, and keep it simple. And what else do I want to say to you besides, may the peace of our Lord provide comfort and all the love that is rich and freely given to those that seek God first. In your precious name, amen. That's a small little prayer for you. May God bless you. Take care of yourself. And remember, today is Thanksgiving Thursday. Let's give thanks for everything that we have, even obstacles. Let's just forge through with a thankful heart and take them on head first. All right? Because that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.